The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent by God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light. He came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but by God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, what a beautiful reading you've just been listening to, and it contains so much that we probably don't really appreciate. For example, we talk about the incarnation as if it referred only to the birth of Jesus and Jesus being born some 2,000 years ago. But the incarnation took place long, long, long before that. So if we substitute for a moment, in the beginning, if we substitute the Word for the Christ. In the beginning was the Christ, and the Christ was with God, and the Christ was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What a wonderful statement. How much that contains. And a very important line in the gospel you've just been listening to is that line, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Have you noticed it's in the present tense, it's not in the past. Over the last few days, I've had occasion to pass through Colorado Boulevard in Old Pasadena. And I felt a great sadness. It was like passing through it in the middle of the night. There was a darkness about the place. All the stores were shuttered. There were no lights on. A lot of the stores, I noticed, were for lease or for rent. And I thought, I never remember a Christmas like this, totally, totally different from anything I ever experienced. Normally, at this time of the year, places like Colorado Boulevard and all the streets of our cities and towns would be absolutely filled with people. And so at the moment we have empty streets and hospitals overflowing. The hospitals are full, the streets are empty. What are we to make of that? Do we really believe in the Christ, in Jesus, in the Incarnation? Or do we not? Many, many people today pose the question, where is God? Where is God? An interesting question. And at the moment, a question that even many I find in talking to people and hearing confessions, many, many people have doubts at the moment. Does God really exist? And how come all this is happening? Where is God? You see, when it comes to this time of the year, we have become totally sentimental about Christmas. This looks absolutely beautiful this morning, doesn't it? The altar. A lot of people have worked hard to make it like this. But this can be a distraction in some ways, if we're not careful, from what Christmas is all about. See, from the very beginning, Christ was in the world. And Christ, God, because the Word was God, and the Word is in everything, and everything came to be through him. So he's in everything. He's not everything in the sense we look at it, but he's in all material as well as spiritual. We sometimes don't realize that. And then, in a moment of time, 2,000 years ago, the Christ became flesh in the form of Jesus. And we're told that Jesus is always with us. We call him the Emmanuel. God is with us. And so to go back to that very important question, where is God if he's in the world? Where can I find him? Well, you won't find him in palaces, or you won't find him in the White House, probably. But you'll find him where people are struggling, where people are poor. If you really are looking for him here in Pasadena, you'll find him in Huntington Hospital. In the many, many people there are suffering, and in the wonderful people, the amazing people who are taking care of them. You'll find him in all the food banks around the country at the moment, where there are long, long, long lines for food. You'll find him in the people who are so anxious and worried and stressed at the moment because they don't know, literally don't know, where their next meal is coming from. We have made Christianity all about being nice and kind of middle class and comfortable and so on. But this is not the world in which Jesus really lives. Look at the world he was born into. It was far from being perfect. And soon after that little baby was born, he became homeless. Homeless. He became a refugee. He had to flee from his own country. That's where we find Jesus. We find him in the suffering. And so to those of you today who are lonely and sad, and this Christmas is like no other, and you're missing your family, and you're missing your sons or your daughters or your mother or father or grandparents, or maybe you're on your own, well, Emmanuel, God is with us. He's there with you. And when you see, and he is the light, go back to that, not the light that shone in the darkness, but the light that shines in the darkness. And so, if you really trust God and believe he's with you, somehow or other, we will get through all the suffering and pain and times that we're going through at the moment. And if you are lonely and you're on your own, but you're safe and you're not sick, well, for God's sake, and I mean for God's sake, be grateful. Be grateful. Instead of looking at what you do not have, and I'm sad because I can't have Christmas like I always had, be glad that you're alive and you're well and you're not another statistic. Not a statistic. The numbers are mind-boggling, mind-blowing every day. Here in this beautiful state of California, where the sun always shines, 2 million people have been diagnosed or have been proven positive with the coronavirus. The hospitals here, you could never have imagined this, are full. The ICU wards in the hospital cannot take any more patients. So be glad, be thankful. That's the best antidote to what we're going through at the moment. Be thankful and be grateful that you are not one of them. And once again, I ask you, in your prayers this Christmas, remember those who have lost a loved one. In fact, some people have lost almost their entire family. Mother, brother, father, or sister. And it doesn't matter how old or how young we are, we're all very, very, very vulnerable. And so we need to be wise and sensible and wear our masks and respect one another and care for one another. And I especially ask you to be with all those wonderful people who will not have a normal Christmas, but will be working in our hospitals, looking after those who are suffering at the moment. Keep them especially in your prayers, and be thankful whatever you have. It may be only little, but nevertheless, be thankful. And so, may you all have a peaceful Christmas and a grateful Christmas for what you have. Because the best antidote is a grateful heart.